Shneur dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, Ramsdale. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 11/25/25, Mrs. Ramsdale performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 8/19/25. There's been no significant change, period, no paired compression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Linda Fisher. This goes to Dr. Phillips. On 11/25/25, Mrs. Fisher performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 100%, period. Patient achieved 447 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 97%, period. New paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on John Goshen. This goes to Goshen Medical Center. On 11/25/25, Mr. Goshen performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 8/20/25. There's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma, showing no significant change, period. Thank you.